sunshine? I mean, do you see anybody else near you? Who would I be talking to? Actually, there's nobody but us two in the whole area, it seems like. It's awfully quiet in here. Kinda scary. I don't know, things happen, you know? It's getting kinda late, too. A stranger could pull up in the whip, grab you, take you somewhere. Even I could have bad intentions. Yet you're here, still talking to me. Oh, yeah? You're not afraid? Is it because I'm a girl? Oh, no. I get it. Women aren't dangerous. Hey, what's that over there? Oh my god, no way! Get over here! Wake up. That's it. Open those pretty eyes, my precious boy. Where are you? Really? That's your biggest concern right now? Oh, don't raise your voice at me. Not now. Believe me, it's not the smart thing to do in your situation. As you can see, or perhaps you haven't noticed yet, you are tied up. Oh, it's very simple how I did it. When I pulled you into my car and took off, I sprayed a substance. After I wore a mask, of course. You were in full-on panic mode, though, so you didn't pay attention to anything. It made you go to sleep in, like, 2 minutes or so. I dragged you here when we arrived and then tied you up. But you don't think women aren't dangerous now, do you? I guess sometimes you just have to see things for yourself. F around and find out, as they say. I love the way you look right now. Even more cute with the ropes and all. You know, I've been watching you for a while. You probably never noticed, did you? I know everything about you. Your favorite places, your routines, even your little secrets. I've dreamed of this moment for so long. You and me, no distractions, no interruptions. Just us. Look at you, all helpless. You used to seem so confident, so in control. But now? Now you're mine. Oh, don't look so scared. I won't hurt you. As long as you behave. Do you know what happens next? I do. I have everything planned out, down to the smallest detail. We're going to have so much fun together. Well, I will. And you? You'll learn to appreciate our time together. I can see the fear in your eyes. It's intoxicating. But you'll get used to it. You'll get used to me. And who knows? Maybe you'll even start to like it. Maybe you'll start to like me. Well, that's certainly what I'm hoping for anyway. For now, though, just relax. You're safe here. Safer than you'd be anywhere else. Even if it may not seem like it. Now, let's talk about you. I want to know everything. Your thoughts, your fears, your desires. Because from now on, your life revolves around me. And I want to know every little thing about my precious boy. Shall we begin? You still don't want to talk to me, I see. It's okay. Maybe you just need a little more time to accept all of this. I get it. I've been keeping a little journal, by the way. filled with all the things I've observed about you. Your habits, your quirks, your likes and dislikes. Like I said, I've really been watching you this whole time. Yes, doesn't it make you feel so good? Like you were some kind of superstar. Well, you are one to me. Oh, here's a fun one. Remember last Friday? You went to that little coffee shop, ordered your usual, and sat by the window, just watching people go by. You looked so peaceful, so content. I almost didn't want to disturb you. Almost. You know, I've always been curious. What do you think about when you're all alone like that? Do you ever think about someone like me? Do you ever wonder if someone is out there thinking about you? Watching you? Wanting you? Of course, you never noticed me. But that's okay, because now you have all the time in the world to get to know me. Let's play a game. It's called Truth or Truth. No dares, just truths. I ask, you answer. Simple, right? First question. What's your biggest fear? Oh, don't lie to me. I'll know if you're lying. Interesting. I can see why you'd say that. But here's the thing. Your fears don't matter anymore. Because I'm the only thing you should be afraid of now. Next question. Have you ever been in love? Really? Tell me about it. Who was she? Or he? What made you love them? Fascinating. Love is such a powerful emotion, isn't it? It makes people do crazy things. Like what I did for you. Last question for now. Do you think anyone will come looking for you? Oh, sweetie, that's where you're wrong. No one will find us here. We're completely off the grid. Just you and me, together forever. You're mine now, and nothing will ever change that. I'll give you some time to think. Think about your new life, our new life. We'll have so much fun together, my precious boy. Did you miss me? I missed you. I couldn't stay away for long. You see, I've grown quite attached to you. Don't worry, we're just getting started. There's so much more I want to learn about you. So much more I want to do with you. Are you comfortable?
No.
Well, that's too bad. Comfort is a luxury you'll have to earn. But don't worry. I'm sure you'll figure out how to please me soon enough. And when you do, things will get so much better for you. For now, though, let's just enjoy this moment. Just you, me, and the sound of your heartbeat. Isn't this just perfect? I can't help it. I don't know if I should sit or walk. That's how excited I am. You know, I've been thinking a lot about our future together. It's going to be amazing, just you wait. I've planned out every detail, every day, every night. We'll have a routine just like you had before, but better, so much better. You'll wake up to me every morning, and I'll be the last thing you see before you fall asleep. Doesn't that sound wonderful? But enough about the future. Let's talk about the present. Right now, you're here with me, and that's all that matters. I've got something special planned for us tonight. A little bonding activity, It's important for us to build trust, don't you think?
Don't look so scared. It's nothing too painful, just a little experiment.
See this? It's a little toy I bought just for you. It's called a scalpel. Very sharp, very precise.
Don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you. Not much, anyway. Just a little cut to remind you who's in control. Now hold still. This will only take a moment. Are you ready? In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Gotcha! I was just kidding. You know I wouldn't do anything like that. I'm not crazy. You're doing so well. I'm proud of you. So strong. So brave. Now, let's get you something to eat. You must be hungry. It's important to keep your strength up. Here, I made your favorite. Just the way you like it. Aren't I thoughtful?
Oh, I know you're not in the mood to eat.
But you have to. For me. Open wide. That's it.
Good boy.
See? This isn't so bad, is it? We're getting along just fine. You know, I've always wondered what goes on in that head of yours. What are you thinking about now? Tell me. Interesting. You still think someone is going to rescue you? That's adorable. But I'm afraid you're mistaken.
No one's coming.
It's just us. Forever. Like I already said.
You should start listening, seriously.
You'll learn to love it here, though. To love me. You don't have a choice. We're going to be so happy together. You'll see. And I'm not just talking about the next 15 minutes or so.
Oh, don't act all innocent. You know what I'm talking about.
The question is, can you look past the way I did it? To do what has to be done in the bedroom?
Oh, no, I won't untie you. I'm not a fool.
Come on, are you going to say no to this hot body? That's what I thought. Come here, let's get you positioned in the bed for me. Careful now, don't hurt yourself.
No, you're only going to lay down for me. Nothing else.
No, listen. Listen, honey. In case you didn't realize it, I'm also a dom. I'm always on top. On top of you, on top of life. Everything. And I'm simply going to fuck you. Like a toy right now. Which is nothing to complain about, right?
Ugh, come on, just admit it. Put everything aside and think with your dick for a second. You want me, don't you?
Then there's nothing to talk about, sweetie. Let's just get over it. I'm going to make you come so fucking hard for me. You have no idea. Absolutely zero fucking clue. Come here, baby. Stay still. All I'm going to do is pull these panties to the side and put you right in. That's it. That you're loving me now, aren't you? Boys are so simply wired. You're probably still a little mad. But that feeling isn't stronger than the one in your cock right now, is it? This is probably one of the easiest things you'll have to get used to. Just lying there, being a good pet for me, letting me ride you, tell you how I love you.
You may not feel like it right now, but soon you will throw the love bomb right back at me. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. You'll worship me, just like I'm worshiping you. In fact, I'm pretty sure things will change as soon as I make you come inside of me. Oh, that's right, you're going to fill me up. Yes, I know. I didn't get you a condom on purpose, obviously. You're going to make me a mommy. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Don't fight it. There's no point. I'm just going to milk it out of you. You have no chance. You can't possibly resist that wet pussy. Just let it happen. That's it. Give it to me. I feel it. Come on. Come inside of me. Fill me up. No, boy. No. Oh, good boy. See? Doesn't it feel so much better when you listen? All right. Now rest. I'm going to cook up something special. Just for the two of us. And yes, I do cook. Unlike the other girls you were probably thinking about.